We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Wednesday morning, 38 degrees. Former law officials testify they're unsure what they could have done to protect the U.S. Capitol from what they say was a planned attack.
Officials contend they didn't see the violence coming. Former House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving expected demonstrations similar to other MAGA rallies from the fall, but the FBI issued a report the night before the riot about online discussion saying, quote, "Go there ready for war. We get our president or we die." Top congressional security officials say they never saw that information. Stephen Sun, the former chief of the Capitol Police, said the Secret Service never would have brought then-Vice President Pence to the Capitol had they understood the threat. But even if they had that information, former law enforcement officials doubted they could defend the Capitol that day. Sun resigned 2 days after the attack, but told senators he regrets the decision.
Fox's Chad Pergram reporting from Capitol Hill. LGBTQ rights advocates are warning Kansas legislators that their discussion of a proposed ban on transgender students in girls' and women's school sports will lead to bullying.
The American Civil Liberties Union threatened to sue the state if such laws enacted. The state Senate Education Committee had a hearing on the bill backed by some athletes, lawmakers, and conservative groups. Supporters say the bill is an attempt to ensure that girls and women aren't deprived of scholarships and other opportunities in sports. But critics argue that even having a hearing tells transgender students they're not wanted and could encourage harassment. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Deliveries of the COVID vaccine have been slowed by nasty weather. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News local health officials felt that shortage last week.
The weather messed up a lot of things, but we didn't get any. But we did get 7,000 Monday, and we got told we're supposed to get another 7,000 like Thursday, and plus another additional 1,000, maybe up to 5,000-6,000 for isolated or directed specifically towards the teacher vaccination.
Meitzner commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. The White House and top Democrats in Congress are standing by a cabinet nominee in confirmation trouble.
A 50-50 Senate leaves little room for division for Democrats, and it's putting at least one nominee's confirmation in peril, in part because of past tweets critical of Republicans and liberal Democrats.
Now to say Neera Tanden shouldn't get in because of her tweets is a little bit of a contradiction.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will need help from Republicans to confirm Neera Tanden as the Director of Office of Management and Budget after West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin announced his opposition. President Biden likely needs Democrats to stick together on other cabinet picks, including Congresswoman Deb Haaland for Interior Secretary and Javier Becerra to lead Health and Human Services. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Freshwater fish are facing a growing threat of extinction. So says a new report from some of the world's biggest conservation groups.
The World Wildlife Fund and 15 other global conservation groups say one in three freshwater fishes is threatened with extinction. They've produced a report called World's Forgotten Fishes, which says freshwater ecosystems are being wiped out by hydropower dams, agriculture, irrigation, and pollution. There's also trouble caused by the introduction of invasive non-native species and overfishing. The report says 80 species of freshwater fish are already extinct, And they say over the past 50 years, populations of freshwater migratory fish have fallen by 76%. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Information today on the standard deduction in your KNSS tax tip.
The more common standard deduction is a flat rate, no questions asked, adjustment. But some people choose to itemize instead. CPA Lydia Disnoyer says
itemized deductions are real estate taxes, charitable contributions, mortgage interest, sales or state income tax, medical deductions that meet a certain threshold. Once you add those, if that amount exceeds $12,400 for a single person or $24,800 for a married couple filing jointly, go ahead and itemize.
Once you compare the two, file with the deduction that will get you a larger return. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday we got to 69 degrees for the high in Wichita. Today going to be quite a bit cooler, but still running about normal for this time of year. Mostly sunny and breezy. Mid-40s by lunchtime, 51 for the high this afternoon. As clouds settle in tonight, our low near 30. Cloud cover throughout the day Thursday with a high 47. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy and 38 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and at noon on Sunday with socially distanced seating, carryout, and to-go available. Menu available at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. 8:35, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay, not the Wichita police chief, but
the other guy.
Chef, yes. Gordon Ramsay, the chef, calling out the British government COVID lockdown.
Gordon Ramsay called out the UK government's pandemic lockdowns. The chef and restaurant owner said they caused utter devastation and have been incredibly costly. He told The Sun, quote, "I get criticized for being wealthy, but the responsibility on my shoulders, the livelihoods at stake is huge." The reality competition host said that his UK restaurants lost 80 million worth of turnover. He added 14 million worth of bookings in his restaurants were wiped out overnight. Ramsay has 18 restaurants in London and 35 worldwide. The hospitality industry has been the hardest hit by the pandemic. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the restaurants should be able to open May 17th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's get up close with the celebrities.
Fox Celebrity Profile with Andra Day and Lee Daniels of the United States versus Billie Holiday. Singer-songwriter Day transforms for her first leading role in a feature film.
Beyond just the relationships with like Lee and Tasha, Google, I guess, proved to be the most useful. Reading like every book that I could and everything. But particularly there is a clip on YouTube where Billie Holiday is just sort of talking with her band. There were so many emotional moments in there.
Directed by Daniels, the film follows the jazz icon targeted by the government for performing her protest song, Strange Fruit.
What I respect most about her was her determination and her ability to stand up to the government. She was just determined to do it her way. I don't think she looked at herself as we do, which is now a civil rights leader. Why was she really in trouble? It wasn't just about the drugs. It was about the song.
Day also shared what surprised her to learn about Holiday.
The degree to which the government after her and then her magnetism.
The United States versus Billie Holiday premieres February 26th on Hulu. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Theaters in New York setting a reopening date.
New York is about to give Hollywood studios a big boost. The city will reopen movie theaters after being shut down for nearly a year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Theaters are set to reopen March 5th with strict guidelines in place for those that venture into the darkness. This is good news for studios since the city is the country's second largest market behind Los Angeles. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo made the announcement Monday. He's been criticized for keeping them shut down while allowing bars and gyms to reopen as COVID-19 numbers decrease across the state. The National Association of Theater Owners in a statement said this is an important step in the recovery of the entire industry. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A marriage plan between an actress and a football star.
Shailene Woodley confirms she's engaged to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, we've been engaged for a while.
Telling The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, the NFL quarterback is incredible, but admits she doesn't know much about his career.
Because I don't know him as a football guy. I know him as, like, the nerd who wants to host Jeopardy. You know, like, that's the dude I know.
Rodgers sparking headlines, recently revealing during a press conference he was engaged without saying to who. His 10-episode stint as the guest host of Jeopardy will kick off on April 5th. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The documentary that's coming out, Woody Allen, Sun Yi, I know off the air, Steve McIntosh rolled his eyes about that yesterday and said, you know, it's a 30-year-old story. Big deal. Well, guess what? It had the biggest premiere ratings on HBO in 2 years.
HBO's latest docuseries, Allen vs. Farrow, reopening the case of alleged sexual molestation of Dylan Farrow, premiered to a little more than 1 million viewers. That is the biggest premiere for the cabler in almost 2 years. That number includes all HBO platforms. The last time HBO saw those numbers was with the case against Adnan Syed, based on the popular Serial podcast. The doc, which features Farrow, Dylan, and Ronan, forced the accusations into the spotlight once again. As a result, Moses Farrow's 2018 essay trended. In it, Moses, who was present that day, defended his father and accused his mother of abusing and brainwashing him and his brothers and sisters. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Thanksgiving must be a treat at their house, huh?
Hey. There's an interesting discussion going on.
Yes, sir.
Birthdays today. How about actor Barry Bostwick? Barry Bostwick. 76 today.
Actually played George Washington.
Yes, he was George Washington in the miniseries. Got some awards for that. He's a Tony winner. He's a Golden Globe winner. Of course, he was in the Rocky Horror Picture Show movie.
Right.
He was in the original company of the musical Grease on Broadway. Barry Bostwick is 76 today. Actor Edward James Olmos is 74 today. Emmy winner, Golden Globe winner.
Stand and Deliver.
Yes. Commander Adama in Battlestar Galactica on Sci-Fi in that series. Good stuff. Edward James Olmos is 74 today. Let's check in with the late night crew. How about Jimmy Kimmel on Jimmy Kimmel Live, ABC?
President Biden today held a virtual meeting with the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau is almost 30 years younger than Joe Biden. First 20 minutes of the call was him telling Joe he's on mute. And the purpose of today's summit was to reinvigorate our relationship with our neighbors to the north and repair some of the damage caused by the previous administration. I'm glad it's about time someone said sorry to Canada for once. And this was the president's first virtual bilateral meeting, which sounds sexy, but it wasn't. Next week, he's planning TikTok with Angela Merkel, so that'll be fun.
Okay.
And a couple of notes. I have a humorist, comedian, actor, George Gobel, passed away 30 years ago today at the age of 71. Interesting guy.
Strange little man.
Yeah. But he was funny.
Funny. Yeah, he was.
He had his own show for 7 years.
Yeah, he did.
I don't think I knew.
Oh, yeah. I watched it when I was very little.
Yeah. He got an Emmy Award. He got a Peabody Award. And, of course, later on in his career, he was a regular panelist on Hollywood Squares. He was a great talk show guest because he just always came out and kind of had a very low-key energy and quips about himself. And of course, he was in the Air Force in World War II, and he was stationed in Oklahoma City.
I think.
Of course, the famous line that he said on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, talking about his wartime service. Very proud of it. There was not one Japanese aircraft that got past Tulsa.
There you go. That's right. That's George Gobel.
And what was his other line? You ever feel like the world is a tuxedo
and you're a pair of brown shoes? Yeah. Little flat top. Just kind of talked about his wife, weird old Alice.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was funny.
And he was also a spokesman for Vickers Oil back in the day. Of course,
yeah,
here locally.
He and Bob Newhart should have got together.
Oh, my god,
they would have made a pair.
Yeah, but they were cracking each other up.
Yeah.
George Gobel passed away 30 years ago today. And today we mark the 100th birthday anniversary of actor Abe Vigoda, who was born 100 years ago on this day in Brooklyn. Of course, he was also in the U.S. Army during World War II. And then got into acting after that. Of course, he was on Barney Miller,
yes.
Detective Fish, that spinoff, and he got his own sitcom for a little while there. But a lot of folks remember him as Tessio. Salvatore Tessio in The Godfather, when he knew his life was not going to be much longer.
No, Mike, it was only business. I always liked him.
He understands that.
Excuse me, Sal. Huh?
Tom, can you get me off the hook? For old time's sake.
Can't do it, Sally.
Yeah. Robert
Duvall
there.
Creepy scene. He was good in that.
Really
good.
Yeah. Yes, it wasn't long after that he was sleeping with the fishes.
With the fishes, yeah.
Or Abe Vigoda. Yeah, well, of course, then later in life, there were several unfounded rumors of his death and all this, and he kind of turned it into a running joke later in his career. I'm not dead. Still alive. He did pass 5 years ago at the age of 94.
Ooh.
But man, funny guy, and he always seemed to make people laugh, and he was around. Good actor. Abe Vigoda. He was born 100 years ago today in Brooklyn. And that's entertainment news with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Looking ahead at Spirit, editor Bill Roy, Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.